You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report 86 million American adults have prediabetes, and as many as a third of prediabetics are likely to become diabetic within 5 years. Beginning January 1st, virtually all private insurers must cover services with no copay that help people with prediabetes change their diets and increase their physical activity. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that with that kind of market, companies are salivating over the opportunities.
It takes some guts to get into the diabetes business.
There are perhaps easier ways to build businesses if you're a talented entrepreneur than healthcare, but healthcare is a way where you can do it and just show up to work and feel really good about it.
Sean Duffy is co-founder of Omada Health, a company that's designed an online program for pre-diabetics to eat better, lose weight, and become more active. Omada is one of about 700 groups that are CDC certified, which offer intensive behavioral counseling. That includes the dude working out of a church as a health coach, to Weight Watchers, to the YMCA. Omada's chief commercial officer, Mike Payne, estimates this is as much as a $150 million industry now, which could more than triple by 2017.
Organizations like Omada and even the YMCA are getting to a scale that you need to deliver programs like this to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people.
The CDC's Ann Albright hopes making these services essentially free cuts down on the number of diabetics. According to the American Diabetes Association, one of every five healthcare dollars is spent treating the condition.
We are on this ridiculous trajectory of moving from pre-diabetes into diabetes, and we honestly can't sustain this kind of growth.
The potential savings from preventing cases of type 2 diabetes could be staggering, but the YMCA's Matt Longjohn says only 10% of people with pre-diabetes know they're at risk.
What percentage of those people are actually motivated to make behavior change while they're happily living their lives?
Long John says, sure, on paper, the market for these services is enormous. He just wonders how many of us are really ready to make the necessary changes. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.